FM 90.3 WJTL, Matt Redman upon him. Colton Dixon, My Light. One voice more like Jesus. Good morning at 7:03.
Yeah, good morning. You can join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11. And we love it so much around here. It plays again on Saturday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest, the Executive Director of Salt and Light Youth Ministries, Chrisanna Andrews, is with us. Good morning, Chrisanna.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the Junction Center. I understand this is a very familiar place for you.
Yes, we love the Junction Center at Salt and Light Youth Ministry. We do one of our most favorite events here. This year is our third year doing it, but also personally, I got married here.
How cool is that?
That's super cool.
When you walked in, you're like, oh, yeah, I own the place.
I'm
very familiar.
Partied here.
Yes,
that's great.
Yeah.
When was your wedding?
In August.
August. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So glad you chose the Junction Center. That makes me smile.
Yeah, me too.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I'll shout out my husband because he loves WJTL. He's been listening since he was a kid.
Wow.
So it was sentimental to him to get married here for
sure.
Sure.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is Zach.
Zach.
Yeah.
Hey, Zach. I have a Zach in my house too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Tell us about Salt and Light Youth Ministries.
I love Salt and Light Youth Ministry. There's nothing else like it. I say that with confidence because what we do is provide events and resources for youth groups all across Pennsylvania and even further than that. But we do two different things. We have events that youth groups can come to, and then we also bring our events to youth groups. What's really cool about Salt and Light, though, is that our emphasis is on the creative arts. So we do dance and drama. We made a movie. It just reached almost 3 million views on YouTube last week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
How can our listeners find that?
It's called The Girl Behind the Door.
Behind the Door.
Yep.
So if they go to YouTube and just type that.
You will find The
Girl
Behind
the
door. Yes.
Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah. You definitely should. It's awesome.
Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through Salt and Light recently or throughout your period there?
Yeah, I think just like speaking more to the creative arts, it's something that we love. We love to tell the old story of the gospel in a new way. And we think that creativity speaks well to young people and all ages, really. Mm-hmm. What's exciting is we do this event called Zateo, and I'll talk about it soon with you. But we've been doing this event for over 10 years where we have this drama that unfolds over a weekend that students get to see. It's a whole, like, over 2 hours drama broken up into four parts.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so
it's like binge watching your favorite show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Live in person. It's all original. We write it in-house at Salt and Light. What's cool is when COVID hit, we realized we couldn't have this in-person event, right? So we decided to turn it into a movie, which became The Girl Behind the Door.
Love
and it. We thought, you know, maybe some people will watch this. Who knows what it'll turn into? And it just evolved into this amazing piece of art and piece of like ministry. And we have reached people in so many different countries. We have people, it's also a book. So people have been buying the book from all over the world. And this was all like a Zateo that we loved. That's the name of this event, right? That evolved into a movie. I think what's cool is that God can take anything and grow into something you never expected.
Well, and I love the title, The Girl Behind the Door, because it's intriguing. It draws you in. It's like, what is that about?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I kind of like that.
Why is she behind a door? What's on the other side of the door?
Yeah. Now, how long have you been at Salt and Light?
I've been at Salt and Light for a long time. I interned in college starting in 2014, and I've always stayed around. I joined the staff full-time in 2021, and I've been executive director since the start of 2023.
So you've pretty much grown up being there.
I've grown up at Salt and Light.
Yeah.
We place an emphasis on youth ministry, and it's changed my life. It introduced me to a new way of worship. It's introduced me to a deeper relationship with Jesus. And if it has changed my life so much, I know it's done even more for the thousands of students that we've impacted.
So you mentioned Zateo. Tell us about that. When is that happening?
Yes. So Zateo, it's a word you've probably never heard.
Right.
It's Greek. It means to seek in order to find. Mm. And Zateo is a youth conference. So it takes place February 2nd through the 4th, right in the middle of winter. We have something fun for students to do. It's actually here in Lancaster. It's at the Junction Center, right next door to WJTL. And basically, students and their leaders will come. They watch this drama. So I talked about Girl Behind the Door. That's what we did in 2020. This year's theme is called Return.
Okay.
So the drama takes place inside of a virtual reality.
Mm.
A group of students like log into this reality together. There's quests, there's challenges, there's challengers and villains and heroes. It is really epic and exciting. And so students will watch that Friday, twice on Saturday, and conclude it on Sunday morning. We also have worship. We have a guest speaker named Cody Sherry, who will be bringing the word. We have our creative arts team. We have our merch. We have our worship team. Students are hype. We have over 200 tickets sold so far, and tickets are still available. You don't have to be a youth group to come.
Okay.
Anyone can.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
So you could come as an individual or with your youth group.
Yes, we encourage this event for youth groups to be sort of their version of a retreat to come to.
Right.
But we've had families come. I'd say the target audience would be 6th through 12th grade.
Okay.
But we've had families, like I said, parents and children come, anyone who wants to experience the gospel in a virtual reality.
Virtual reality, yeah.
Yeah, like who knew you could play a video game and meet Jesus? So
that's very cool. Where can you get your tickets?
You can get your tickets at snlym.com. That's
Salt and Light Youth Ministries. SNLYM.com.
Yes, think Saturday Night Live. SNLYM.
Yeah, that's a good way to remember.
Thanks.
SNLYM.com. Check it out. Zateo coming to the Junction Center February 2 through 4. We'll talk more with Chris Anna coming up, so we invite you to stick around. Need to Breathe, Britt Nicole, more music too.